This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Another American retail chain is telling customers don't openly carry firearms in their stores. The Florida-based company Publix has 1,200 stores across the southeastern U.S. This Publix shopper says,
"Well, I think if a person has a permit for that gun and he's been through the classes and so forth, but he should be able to carry that gun anywhere because that's the law."
This follows similar announcements made by Walmart, Kroger, and some other national chains that have made similar requests after several mass shootings. The Supreme Court says the Trump administration can go ahead with rules to stop many people from seeking asylum in the U.S. The administration's new policy requires people requesting asylum to do so in a third country. That would block immigrants from Central and South America from seeking asylum at the southern border of the U.S. The High Court says the administration can enforce the rule while it's being challenged in court. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
U.S. Marshals say they've captured a couple wanted for murder in Arizona who escaped custody. As 56-year-old Blaine Barksdale and his 59-year-old wife, Susan, overpowered guards in Utah and got away a couple of weeks ago. They were being brought at the time from New York State to answer charges they killed a Tucson man earlier this year. Researchers make a critical discovery on a planet far, far away. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Astronomers have for the first time discovered water in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting within the habitable zone of a distant star. The planet is called K2-18b, and it's a plausible candidate in the search for alien life. Details were published in the scientific journal Nature Astronomy. The habitable zone is the region around a star where temperatures are sufficiently benign for water to exist in liquid form. The team behind the discovery looked through the planets that were discovered by the Hubble Space Telescope for the past few years. Only K2-18b revealed the molecular signature of water. Water has been detected on other planets, but they've either been too big or too hot to support life.
and billionaire businessman and philanthropist T. Boone Pickens has passed away. Pickens died in Dallas yesterday at the age of 91. And find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to having a conversation with him. We've spoken briefly, to be perfectly honest with you. He is the chairman of the Board for Promise Keepers. His new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. I'm going to read the inside jacket here for you. It says, on any given day, most men feel they fall short as fathers, husbands, friends, and followers of God. Weary of the world's ever-changing advice on manhood, they long for time-tested wisdom to see them through their trials, temptations, and decisions. Rise of the Servant Kings cuts through the confusion with refreshingly real versions of true masculinity. As a former police officer from one of the deadliest areas of the country and now a successful business executive and ministry leader, Ken Harrison has seen it all, and he knows that only the Bible provides the path to real manhood. Ken, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, your story, as you've just said to me, has just been an incredible tapestry, you know, from working a bar and the stories you tell about your experience there to successful entrepreneur. And now here you are as the chairman of the Board of Promise Keepers. Who would have thunk, huh?
That's right. If you're going to do life, you might as well do it right.
Right, exactly. So, you know, let's share some of the stories, because amazingly, as I'm reading your book, Rise of the Servant Kings, it not only intertwines, but there's convergence. It's not like you meet somebody along the way, never to see them again. I mean, in some cases, like a person who is homeless, who happens to be outside of the door of this bar you're working at, later on is one to really be instrumental in saving your life.
Yeah, and that is so true. When one of my verses that's become a main verse since I got into Promise Keepers is John 3:8. You know, the wind blows where it will, and you hear its sound. You don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone who's led of the Spirit. And I find that, you know, the key to living an obedient life in the Lord is living in the moment. And when God talked to Moses in the burning bush, and he said to Moses, my name is I Am. That's the first time he said his name. He didn't say I always was and I always will be, because God's in the moment. He's in the present. And when we live in the moment, we stop worrying about the past or feeling guilt about the past or looking into the future with angst. If we just walk in the moment today, that's why Jesus says, pick up your cross daily and follow me. And life is just this amazing adventure, because things do circle around.
Yeah, and when you hold confidence in the fact that God is the author and finisher of our faith, you just realize that we are an incredible masterpiece that he continues to work on. You know, regardless of where we are at any given moment, as you say, he says the deal is still on between me and you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we talk about in the verse on the, or in the chapter on the fall in the book too, about how we had the option of choosing between the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we chose knowledge over life. And that's why faith is so integral to who we are, because we, in our sinful nature, we want to know. I have to know. I have to know. I'll, you know, as soon as I see, then I'll believe. Mm-hmm. And that's a slap in the face to our Creator. It says we don't trust Him. And so, yes, setting aside our need to know, our need for certainty, and saying I will obey no matter what. You know, and this relaunch of Promise Keepers. You know, I've had many Christian leaders tell me, "Man, you know, you're bringing back Promise Keepers. Wow, you have so much guts." I said, you know. And one guy in particular, I said, you know, if you look at the disciples of Jesus, they were sawn in two, hung upside down, burned alive. If Promise Keepers was to be a massive failure, the worst that would happen to me is I'd look dumb. Is that our new definition of courage, is right. Looking stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you and I discussed, Ken, the first time we talked, is Promise Keepers and the whole idea has been on my heart. Ever since day one, when I met Coach McCartney in Irvine, California, and this was at the start of Promise Keepers coming to Southern California, and it had an incredible impact on the men that I saw not only in Southern California but around the country. And when Promise Keepers went, I guess for lack of a better word, on a time out, a little bit of a sabbatical, if we can say it that way. I got to tell you, I personally grieved over that because I said, God, we've got to have this back, because I saw what was happening. There is nothing like 35, 40, 50,000 men in a stadium, you know, who at one point may be cheering for some of the people in the middle of the field competing. But now you have them praising God with tears down their faces, with lives being changed, and other brothers coming alongside, as Coach McCartney would say, back to back and shoulder to shoulder. It was an incredible movement, and suddenly it came to an end, and there's been this huge void there. And I've got to tell you, for a long time, whether it was talking with Raleigh Washington and other people that were involved in Promise Keepers early on, it was saying, what is it going to take? This needs to get back in the fold again. And but, you know, as you and I again discussed, in God's time, and here it is, he's raised you up, as we might say. It may sound a little trite, but it is really powerful for a time such as this, because, you know, this is the time, you know, where, you know, we look at, you know, all these psychologists who've come up, Dr., you know, Warren Farrell, who's written extensively, he's done incredible research on, you know, fatherlessness and, you know, the boy crises and what's been going on to this generation, you know, of younger men that are coming into the fold here. And without, you know, the proper fatherhood example and tutelage, they have been running, you know, they've been running amok. I mean, it's just been chaos. And, you know, the Holy Spirit has been faithful, just like in Genesis, to hover over the chaos. And I believe the rise of the servant kings and the rise of Promise Keepers is perfectly timed, as the way God always does things. And I'm looking for even greater things than we saw previously with Promise Keepers.
Yeah, and we have a massive plan, and there's a lot to what you just said. The first one is, when God called me back to do this, and it was really a calling, and this was pushed into my lap, so much so, I wanted nothing to do with Promise Keepers, that I'd actually said to many people, I feel like if I don't do this, I'm going to get swallowed by a big fish. And you know, when God calls people to great things, usually their answer is, me? You know, it's back to the burning bush. Moses, after God goes on for two chapters about all these amazing things he's going to do, Moses says, pick somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that there is something in the reluctance of someone. And when someone thinks they're called to something, you have to really check and go, you know, is this your ego? Mm-hmm. With me, there was nothing in me that thought I could do this. There was just this absolute burning need that we needed to make this happen, a desperation. Mm-hmm. But to the event you were talking about, I have had many hundreds of men email, call, I've met them, and some in tears talk about the feeling of hearing 70,000 guys singing Amazing Grace together, and that they have not been able to recreate that feeling since Promise Keepers left the stage. And I think it's a feeling of authenticity about the mask of men that comes down, whether it's right or wrong, when there's no women around and it's all men and I don't need to be chivalrous for anybody. I can just be my authentic self and follow my face and repent. But there's also a power in the voices of those men that you look around and you think,
without
I'm not
doubt.
Alone.
Ken, we got to take a quick pause. We've got more from Ken Harrison after this. Stay with us, America.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arcos Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor. But I've learned from some close friends about its connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's cholesterol911.com to learn more. This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast, free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a six-month trial at amazon.com/Prime Student.
Live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. This is Ken Harrison, who is with us. He's the author of the book Rise of the Servant Kings, What the Bible Says About Being a Man. Ken, before we went to break, we were talking about the incredible experience that men saw firsthand, how their lives were changed, the emotions. I mean, here, you know, we hear from the feminist movement, you know, men have no heart, they don't care, there's no emotion in them. Well, I'll tell you, at any one of these events, these Promise Keeper events, if you were there, you would see that that was one humongous lie.
Yeah, the other side, you remember before break I was talking about 70,000 guys singing Amazing Grace. And the other thing, to your point, is I've had many young men in their late 30s, early 40s, to me and said, no, I went with my dad when I was 14 or 15. Yes. And that's the time when he, for the first time, told me he loved me. That's the time when I saw my dad, who was an alcoholic or struggled with a temper, et cetera, fell on his face, and I saw him in tears. And I still want to repeat that with my son. There is something that comes with the power of hearing God's word from men who are courageous and humble and know his word and will declare it with boldness. And we don't have that much of that anymore. And next July 31st at AT&T Stadium, you guys are going to hear the greatest speakers in the world declare God's word with boldness.
Now, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, right?
Yeah, home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Where they cut a hole in the roof so God could watch his favorite football team, is what I'm told.
Yes, and he's going to get to watch thousands of men once again raising their arms and humbling themselves before a holy and awesome God at this incredible event. How can the men of our audience and the men around this country support what Promise Keepers is reviving?
PromiseKeepers.org is where you can get tickets. We're going to announce speakers soon. We have done a very soft launch of tickets because there were so many guys that so desperately been waiting for 25 or 30 years. We didn't want to do a big splash and have this thing sell out before they could get tickets. So to all of the people who were in the know who got our emails, we've opened up tickets. And then we will have a huge announcement with all the speakers. I don't want to lock myself into a date, but probably around the beginning of October. But right now, guys can go on and get tickets to PromiseKeepers.org to the stadium. After that, once the stadium is full, we will be simulcasting this coast to coast. So we're planning on about 10,000 locations. We actually already have four people who are renting major NBA arenas to show it in their local city, where you can go and gather not with 80,000 guys, but with 12,000 guys.
Ken, what is the vision after Dallas? Will it be similar to what was done previously? I think we had as many as at least a dozen major venues where Promise Keepers basically took it on the road.
Right. We won't. So what we're going to do is one NFL stadium per year, always the last weekend of July. And it's important for two reasons. The first is, if we do it always the same time of the year, this becomes a tradition when the men of God gather together to go to the stadium or to go to their local church. You grab your sons, your brother, your neighbor, and you go worship the Lord together, and you really get sharpened by hearing the word of God declared. The second reason we're doing one a year is so we can change the speakers, the topics, to hit really what men need to hear in that day, because there's some things that are very specific. Right now, we need to talk about abortion and pornography to guys, how to repent, how to get help. Don't be wasted in self-loathing. Jesus loves you, but turn from your sin and repent, and here's how. And then lastly, there needs to be follow-up, because one of the breakdowns of Promise Keepers back in the day was guys would leave with this non-top experience, ready to charge hell with a bucket of water, and then have nowhere to go. So this time, we're developing an app, we're developing teams and organizations so that we can plug men into areas, develop friends, serve together, get great Bible teaching together, so that when they leave that event, they're not left wanting until the next event, that there's really a carry through with relationships.
That's absolutely important. When I worked with the Billy Graham Association, we were really effective in 85 in Southern California in doing that. But we had an incredible network partnership with the local churches. I think that that was also a considered weakness for Promise Keepers. For some reason, the local churches did not quite embrace it as they should. The E-Team component, by the way, Ken, I was very effective where we were in Southern California. In fact, I met with a group of E-Team guys. There was 4 to 6, because it was a small component, a small unit, and we met together for about 8 years, and it was powerful.
Yeah, things have really changed. I mean, back in '90s, there was a lot of sense. I mean, it's not right, but it's reality. A lot of churches thought Promise Keepers was a bit of a pain in the neck because it competed with them. They felt, which it didn't. And also, you know, these men came out of there jacked up and ready to go.
Exactly.
And something happened. And the churches were like, wait a minute, we're comfortable and we're complacent and we don't want you getting all excited. Now, I think there's a lot of desperation among the people of God. Mm-hmm. Women and children are suffering by jacked up men.
Exactly.
And the church, the pastors, they need help. Men are checking out more and more. And so we're seeing now, I'm talking to pastors all over America who are so excited, and they now see us as a major partner. There's not a competition, if you will.
Exactly. Well, and as you mentioned, you know, these two issues of pornography, according to Barna, a third of the people in the pews of the churches across America today are involved in pornography. This is much more pervasive than we realize, but if you have a milquetoast church, which also the research indicates that these liberal churches who have decided to be warm and comfortable and lukewarm, if we might put it in the Bible's terms, they are the ones that are losing followers. They're the ones that are taking a downturn. And, of course, those numbers are brought in to the overall number where, you know, some of these known commentators are saying, well, the church is failing and it's losing. Well, no, it's losing where it needs to lose. And God is, as he always does, is trimming the hedges. And in some cases where they absolutely need to be turned upside down, this is his church, his organism that he established to fight against the gates of hell. So clearly, pornography is one thing, and I'm with you on as well as far as abortion is concerned. I still say that there will be that time where the cry of Rachel that we hear and read about in the New Testament, we will hear the male version of that cry when the men repent for what they have done. And this is starting to happen, Ken, where men are realizing, I murdered my son and daughter because of Roe v. Wade.
I just heard such a powerful story of a woman who, she called me to tell me that she had an abortion when her and her husband were just married, and her husband begged her not to have it. She did it anyway. Mm-hmm. And a few years later, when now they had kids, there's a child about 4 or 5, she came into the garage and found her husband and her 4-year-old boy on the floor sobbing together. And she asked what was wrong. And that little boy had just learned that they'd had an abortion, and it had just occurred to him that his mother had killed his sibling. And they had to go through major counseling because what really came out was this man felt so emasculated because he was supposed to defend and protect his child. Instead, his own wife murdered his child, and there was nothing he could do about it. So I'm telling you, men need a chance to repent or get healing and really deal with it, because abortion, I think, is a festering wound in the heart of many, many men. And there's the other side, too, of a guy who threw $300 at his girlfriend and said, go take care of that problem. And, and all of us need to deal with that sin in our lives, clean ourselves up, and then start to realize, what can we do to stop that awful premeditated murder of babies in our country?
Without a doubt. And I have to say that I often hear from people, and you know, through this radio show and through the platform that God has given me, Ken, people say, we need to pray for revival. And I say, no, we need to pray for repentance. Well, it's the rise of the servant kings, what the Bible says about being a man. Ken Harrison has been our guest. Ken, we got to continue this conversation. I look forward to having you back. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
PromiseKeepers.org to get tickets on Promise Keepers, and the rise of the servant kings.com. You can go on there and download 2 free chapters if you want, and you can also get the free study guide that the publisher put out. And then you can buy the book on Amazon or all the usual places.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
You want to know what it feels like when you have an awkward moment? Awkward. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, just making sure you're paying attention here. Hey, this portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the banner ad and get back on the road to health. It's an outstanding product, and check it out for yourself. It has made a huge difference. From what I understand, 80% of us, 8 out of 10 people, are walking around with, I know it doesn't sound very sexy, a leaky gut. But the bad news is that, hey, look, it works against your health, and you want to enjoy every day, right? And it's so unnecessary walking around with a leaky gut. Maybe you're not literally leaking oil outside that everybody can see, but the fact of the matter is that you're feeling it, and there's something you can do about it. So go to the website, check it out, click on that banner ad, and get back on the road to health. Why not? Every year, it seems, about this time especially, with all the changes to health insurance, things are getting more and more confusing than ever, for us consumers. Now, open enrollment season is getting underway soon. So today, lucky for us, we have an insurance expert to answer important questions that you should know before even researching and signing up for health insurance, here to help us out and, kind of wade through all the this information. Sean Scaturo joins us now. He's the Director of Insurance Advice for USAA. Sean, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Bill, I'm fine. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. No pressure for you. I mean, we've got all this information flying around, so, hey, you get to help us make sense of it all. So, first of all, let me ask you, why should consumers research their health insurance options?
Well, their health insurance options definitely need to be researched because it's just continuing to be a growing and growing expense. So what we've seen is historically the amount of cost sharing or transfer from the either insurance companies or the employer to the insured and the employee is growing. So your deductible's increasing, your out-of-pocket expenses are increasing. So it's really a good thing to make certain that you understand what your expenses are and you understand potentially what you're on the hook for. Mm-hmm. So knowing what your policy covers, what your health benefits potentially are limited to, and understanding how that affects your pocketbook and ultimately your bottom line finances is going to be, it's a good recipe for putting you in control or putting you in the driver's seat, so to speak.
Exactly. Let's talk about, based on your experience, the key items, key action items that we should take before, you know, choosing health insurance.
Well, when you're looking at health insurance, it starts first by looking at your budget, and that's kind of my favorite B word, unfortunately. It starts with budget. So understanding what's within your realm of affordability, but also understanding what is it that you need to budget for in case, or rather when you use your health benefits. So like I mentioned earlier, understanding your deductibles, understanding what your out-of-pockets are, and making certain that you have savings that you can afford to use your coverage. So you don't want to be doctor avoidant because, you know, whether you're just delaying or not going to the doctor at all when you may need to, because you might be fearful that you can't afford it. It does take, you know, the first step of planning for that. So a good rule of thumb might be knowing what your out-of-pocket is and making certain that you have that maximum out-of-pocket cost inside of an emergency fund. That way you're not relying on credit cards to pay for your doctor bills that come and hit your door when you needed to go get care.
Well, Sean, this is really practical advice here, but let's drill down a little bit deeper, especially with that B word, budget. How much health insurance do we need and how much you can afford, you said, are critical questions that you need to ask yourself. But reconcile the dynamic tension of those two goalposts here.
Sure. Well, health insurance isn't like life insurance where it's a dollar amount that you're looking for. Health insurance comes down to the services that you need. So if you're looking and you're shopping for insurance, kind of the goalpost would be the level of benefits on one end versus the other. Mm-hmm. So the Affordable Care Act, or coverage that you would purchase through healthcare.gov or any of the federally or state-run marketplaces, is going to have 10 essential health benefits. It's kind of the standard that the government set out for what they deem to be adequate coverage. And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's things like fixed indemnity, which is kind of like named dollar coverage, or short-term medical insurance that kind of fits into that same realm, where it may not offer all of those essential benefits, but it also comes at a lesser cost to you on a monthly basis. Now, you know your financial and health situation better than anybody. So if you are, let's say, a young 20 single male, you may not need maternity benefits. Maternity benefits aren't going to be offered potentially inside of a short-term health insurance plan, so that might be okay for you to go out and get. So you want to look at what is covered as well as what's not covered and start making a decision there.
Well, we're benefiting from Sean's clear and sober advice. He's a certified financial planner, so he knows what he's talking about. And with 15 years of financial service experience, he serves as USAA's Director of Life and Health Insurance Advice. Sean, let's talk about health savings accounts. More and more, I think people are becoming aware of them and in some cases are able to utilize them within their plan and maybe you know, based on the plan that they have at work in that. But for others, health savings account might still be a little nebulous. Help them understand what that is.
Yeah, so a health savings account is a tax-deferred or tax-benefited program that allows you to make contributions that you can take a tax deduction on, or your employer is making contributions on your behalf that you're not paying tax on, and then allows that money to be invested and grow, and when you use it for a qualified medical expense, is tax-free. And I love those two words, tax-free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So The requirement is that you have a high deductible healthcare plan. So that's your major medical insurance. Having a deductible, if you're a single individual, it's $1,350 or greater for 2019. That number will probably change for 2020, or $2,700 for a family plan. So the difference is you have to have a plan that meets that criteria in order to participate in that HSA plan. Now, the really great thing about an HSA plan, where we've probably heard about flexible spending arrangements, those are the types of accounts. The flexible side is kind of a use it or lose it type of plan. You put money aside for a year for kind of those every so often medical expenses, but if you don't use it at the end of the year, that money is gone. An HSA plan works different. You actually can grow it over time. So if you have a couple of years where you've had some good fortune and not really a whole lot of medical expense, or you've been able to pay kind of your medical expenses out of pocket as you needed to, maybe they're just nominal kind of over-the-counter costs, you've actually been able to grow your HSA account to use for future things. So it really works well, especially as people enter retirement, to help pay for things like long-term care planning or to help out with some additional medical cost coverage for Medicare supplement needs. So it is a very versatile account. Mm-hmm. Again, the underlining that you need to have an eligible health plan, so an HD, HP, or high deductible health plan in order to participate.
Sean, why would someone want a health savings account that expires every year?
Well, a flexible savings account or a flexible spending arrangement for medical needs is very valuable for things that catch up with us over time. So every year, an SSA, the one that is a use it or lose it, is usually used for things that you might do on a regular basis. You might get a new pair of glasses every year. Mm-hmm. You might have additional checkups, or you might have additional medical costs that you know that you're going to incur that are reasonable. Now, an SSA usually has a lower limitation on how much you can put into it. I believe it's only about $2,000. Mm-hmm. But the idea is it's use it or lose it, and that's the SSA account, where the HSA can grow over time, and it's not the use it or lose it.
I see. Let's talk about the various enrollment periods as we are starting to approximate these enrollment periods. So what should we be aware of?
You know, enrollments, it's based on this calendar. We get it around this time of the year. So if you're getting your coverage or your benefits through your employer, chances are September, October timeline, you're going to start to see more and more announcements that come out through your employer about what you should be looking at, what changes. And then you start to see if you're getting coverage yourself through one of the marketplaces, I believe it's October 7th through November 15th. Would be for major medical, and then the Medicare annual enrollment runs right around that same timeline as well. So more information is available on those timelines on healthcare.gov to find out specifically which timeline is right for your needs.
Well, now's the time to get ready so that you're prepared. So when your enrollment period comes into play, you're ahead of the ball game, and this is why we're thankful for Sean Scaturo for being with us, because, you're giving us a leg up here, Sean. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, Bill. You take care.
Okay, he's the Director of Insurance Advice for USAA.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, a little different theme song here for Pastor Robert Jeffress is going to be joining us. Looking forward to a conversation with him about his new book, A Place Called Heaven. Pastor, good to have you with us. Always great to have you here on the show. How you been?
Well, great to be with you. Thanks for having me, Bill. And this book is a little different. It's A Place Called Heaven for kids.
Yes.
And it's written especially for children to introduce them to what the Bible says about death and, most importantly, about heaven.
What I love about it is that I can see grandparents and parents reading this to the kids, and the questions are the same questions a lot of the parents and grandparents may still hold, like, is heaven real, and where is it, and what will we do there, and how do we get there, right?
There.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Some real practical, basic questions that inquiring kids always want to know, and this is a great conversation starter with these young inquisitive sponges that we're raising, right?
It is, and I'm glad you mentioned grandparents. You know, Bill, I'm finding as a pastor, there are many grandparents who are distressed over the fact that their grandchildren are not being taken to church
yes.
by their adult parents. And so, you know, they want to know, how do I teach spiritual truth to my grandchildren, lead them to faith in Christ? Well, this book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, is a great way for grandparents to bypass their adult children and
right.
get the message directly to their grandchildren. And, you know, people wonder, well, why talk about heaven to kids? The fact is, everywhere, our children today are being exposed to death, the reality of death, whether it is the death of a loved one, or even the mass shootings they see on TV, it sparks questions. It sometimes sparks fear. And this is a very positive way to talk to your children or grandchildren about heaven. And we engaged an award-winning children's artist who has beautifully illustrated 32 pages with attractive pictures that will really make children yearn for heaven. And most importantly, the last question, how they can get to heaven through faith in Christ.
Exactly. Well, Pastor, you know, all the experts, psychologists will tell us that, you know, kids up to the age of 7, it is so important what goes into their minds and how they're trained. And, of course, the Word of God tells us clearly that if we train up a child in the way that they should go, they would not depart from it. Boy, that is just awesome advice. But, you know, as you say, today's parents, they're overwhelmed with all the duties of parenting, you know, soccer games and baseball games. And, I mean, the intensity. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, hey, we had Little League and, you know, we managed to get to, you know, the practices and that sort of thing. But today, I mean, the range that, you know, and usually the baseball or facilities would be within a bike distance ride or whatever. But today, parents got to, you know, you got to load up the kids. And if you've got two or three kids, I mean, your Saturdays and Sundays are overwhelmed, right?
Well, and that's the problem. You can spend your time doing good things with your children without doing the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And, Bill, I would say to every parent, mom, dad listening right now, that child, that teenager you look at across from the breakfast table every morning is either going to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ or an eternity of torment in hell. And the most important task we have as parents, as grandparents, is to make sure that our children are going to be in that place called heaven with us forever. And I think a lot of parents want that. They just don't know how to lead their children into a faith discussion. And this book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids, is an easy way to do it. Because the very last question in the book is, who will go to heaven? And there's a clear plan of salvation and then a prayer you can pray with your child for them to trust in Christ as Savior.
You know, when I talked to several people and said, you know, maybe talking with Pastor Jefferson, he's actually written a child's book. I think this is your first children's book, right?
Actually, I wrote one last year called The Gift, Receiving God's Most Important Gift for Us. But this is the second one, and I am just so excited about it. And the response has been tremendous. I mean, it opened on Amazon as the number one Christian children's book, and it's just been going great. It's just out last week. So,
Well, congratulations on it. And people ask me, they says, well, why is he doing this? And I said, well, it's a good question. I'll ask him.
Well, you know, my original book, A Place Called Heaven, became an instant national bestseller because people in this world want to know that there's a better world awaiting them. And the publishers came and said, we really need to do something for children. And that resonated with me, Bill, because I'm a parent and now a grandparent. Through my 40 years of pastoring, I've talked to thousands of kids. And, you know, we have this idea that kids need to become more like adults to become Christians. Jesus said just the opposite. He said adults need to become like children.
Exactly.
And, you know, the statistics, 85% of people who become Christians do so before the age of 15. Mm-hmm. If we don't reach people when they're children, we have a less and less chance of seeing them in heaven one day the older they get.
And I got to say, you know, as a grandparent like you, Pastor, is that when you enter into that realm of responsibility, it's interesting how that sensitizes you. I just got back from Hawaii. My 10th grandchild came into the world a little bit early. He was 6 weeks early. In fact, he was just supposed to be showing up right about now, but he decided 6 weeks early was better. And so he was born 4 pounds, 3 ounces. He's now almost 7 pounds. He's just thriving, thank God, by God's grace and mercy. He was born with a little bit of a hole in his heart, but you know, we understood that God wasn't finished weaving him together. And so by the time he did, by the time he was born, that hole had been receded, and it's almost healing on its own by the grace of God and his miraculous hand. So it's awesome. But that responsibility, as you say, when you're a grandparent and you look at it differently because you've experienced enough about life to say, wow, you know, and you maybe consider the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and you want something different for your children.
Yes. Yes, well, and that's really the main reason I wrote this book, to answer your original question, is to give parents and grandparents a tool that they can use to make sure that their children are with them forever in heaven. I can't think of a greater joy that I have in knowing that my two daughters are going to be in heaven because they made that all-important decision. And by the way, people are asking, Bill, where they can get the book.
Yes.
It's available in bookstores, but the easiest way is to go to Amazon.com, a place called Heaven for Kids.
Right. And your two daughters who you dedicated the book to, Julia and Dorothy, I'm sure it touches them when they open it up and they say, hey, look what Pops did for us.
They were thrilled about it. And my daughter Julia is the one who is the mother of our triplet grandchildren. And
triplets.
She and her husband had three miscarriages. They prayed that God would give them triplets, one life to replace each life that was lost. God did that. And Julia just has a new book out this week about that called Pray Big Things. So this is
they just sent me a copy of that, and I saw that. I appreciate the tie-in and the relationship there all the more. But praying for triplets. See, you know, people wonder why we don't have, and the Father tells us because we don't ask, right?
That's right. In fact, that's the subtitle of her book, The Surprising Life God Has for You When You're Bold Enough to Ask. You know, when she told me she was praying that, I said, Julia, don't pray for that. We don't have that in our family. You're just going to be disappointed. What a great man of faith I am, see?
Yeah, right, right.
Dad, if you want to see God do big things, you've got to pray big things. So she slapped me across the face.
Yes. Well, we're going to add to her prayer list, being since she's a big prayer kind of girl, and I'm with her on that. I know you are as well, we're going to pray big prayers for our country because we need to get this country back on track. And there's no question the dynamic tension. And you've been, you know, you have been in contact with the president and you have seen him face to face and the pressure that he has gone through as the leader of this country, how he has faithfully executed his responsibility, abandoning his own personal wealth and business in order to help get our country back on track. And I believe, Pastor, and some people have questioned this, but I really believe that Donald Trump is a man for the times. And in fact, I was just reading in Jonathan Cahn's book in The Oracle how Jonathan Cahn brings back to focus how instrumental Donald Trump is to the Jubilee concept. It is phenomenal. And you see what Donald Trump has been doing. And so our prayers need to continue, you know, toward our president and our country, that we would once again be a country, one nation under God.
Well, I believe that with all my heart. And it's been a privilege to have been a friend of the president's the last 4 years, and he has said to me on numerous occasions, he's said, Robert, the most important words I hear or when people say, I'm praying for you. And, you know, he's the first person, believe me, to know he's not a perfect person. None of us is perfect. But I really think he's trying to do the right thing. I think we need to pray for him. And as you said, pray for our country. And I'm so convinced of that, Bill, that I'm just finishing a book that's going to come out next June called Praying for America, calling our nation to 40 days of prayer for our country, a prayer for each day, because I think between next summer and next year, we need to be in intense prayer for our country.
Without a doubt. It seems like every election, Pastor, that we deal with is the most gravest election, you know. But certainly we're looking at what's going on in 2020, the tension between, you know, a form of government. Will we move closer to socialism, or we will stay in, the freedom markets of capitalism? I mean, this seems to be a binary choice that's clear, and it's forming over the horizon here.
It is. So let's pray for America. Well, let's pray for our children and grandchildren.
Yes.
Let me talk about A Place Called Heaven for Kids.
Absolutely. And get your hands on the book, A Place Called Heaven for Kids. It's going to be linked on our website. And how about your website, Pastor?
Yes, PTV.org for Pathway to Victory, our broadcast ministry, PTV.org.
Well, this book is going to bless you. It's going to bless your kids. Grandparents say, look, take it from two grandparents here who are connected together. Be blessed. Thank you so much, Pastor Robert Jeffers on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Pastor. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers.